Coming up a little bit later on this month, on June 27th, the Armstrong Research and Demonstration Farm will have its annual field day, and that's an opportunity to bring a lot of folks in to learn an awful lot about what's been going on there at the farm. Aaron Soigling is with us here today, a field agronomist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, helping us make those marks here in this area, and he's been helping to organize and coordinate here for the field day. Thanks for coming by.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you stopping in. 9:30 to 3:30 on Thursday, June 27th. It looks like you've got an awful lot packed into that time frame.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff packed in for that, Jim, and we're just really excited to have so many sponsors this year. And this is really a great opportunity for farmers as well as agribusiness to come out and see a lot of things that we're doing at the farm. It's kind of a coordinated effort. We're going to talk some agronomy as well as soil health, and those are always great topics that we need here in Southwest Iowa.
You've got a lot of folks presenting on this day. It seems like there are an awful lot of topics to cover.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things. We're going to get our hands dirty. So a couple of things. We're going to kind of talk a little bit about planting into green cover crops. I've been getting more and more agronomy questions related to that. And got some people that have some, you know, hands-on experience at doing that. We're going to look at an actual planter out in the field and kind of take a look at some of the positives and some of the negatives of some of the equipment options that a person has in that planning process. So that's one of the things that we're going to focus on that day. Another thing that we're going to look at is different crop options. We've done a lot of fall rye has been very, very commonplace, but we want to look at some other things that would overwinter in particular. And so I think we've seen that this spring with the amount of moisture that we got, having some crop growing really helps that sheet erosion that we experienced this year. And so it may not fit every producer, but we're going to talk about winter camelina as well as some maybe winter barley. Those are a couple of different things that are new to the area that we haven't done a lot with. So we're going to talk a little bit about management of those and how successful that they can be. So that's also going to be one of our great topics.
I guess I should backtrack a little bit and ask you, how are things been on the farm? We've been dry around Southwest Iowa the last couple, two, three, 4 years, and this year we've gotten some ample rains, also some severe weather with that as well. Have things brightened up on the farm?
Yeah, we've kind of flipped the switch, so we're kind of in the same camp as most of the producers, is that we've got adequate moisture and probably a little excess. We did actually have to replant some soybeans that kind of occurred to the weather, so we'll have some of those that will be available to look at, and that's one thing. The other thing we'll dive into is drone technology. Really thankful that TerraPlex is coming, bringing one of their drones over, and so we're going to look at actually aerially applying or drone applying fungicides or insecticides. We'll have a live demo of that, as well as cover crop seeding. And so they'll get to see what that looks like on the ground after a drone seeds cover crop. So also got certified crop advisor credits. I know there's a lot of ag retailers that are always looking for those soil and water credits. And so we're going to have those available that day. And obviously there's no cost to attend the field day, and we'll have a lunch at noon there. Thankful that the downtowner's coming. I always appreciate a good meal from the downtowner, so that's exciting to hear. We'll have talk a little bit about sulfur. I've seen a lot of sulfur in corn and soybean. We're going to have Dr. Richard Roth. He's a new faculty member at Iowa State University, and he's coming down to talk about that. And then we want to have a shout out to Madeline Wusterberg. She is the new climatologist. And so to your point, Jim, yeah, the weather is kind of flipped. And so we can look at some long-term trends and kind of see what we're really seeing in terms of long-term moisture trends as well as temperature trends.
Are they only 50% accurate on their long-term projections, just like the weathermen are on TV?
You know, we have a conference call every Monday, and so the meteorologists are on there, so I'm always teasing them, you know. So sometimes they're 50%, and, you know, sometimes they're 20, and occasionally they've been 90, or, you know. Last year, you know, we couldn't buy a rain even with a 100% chance, and this year it's 10%, and we get an inch and a half, so. Yeah, so they joke. There's a lot of modeling that goes on, and so that's always interesting to see how the models work.
And we joke about that, but it is important. You have to know these kinds of things. You have to be on the cutting edge there too. There's a lot invested, and a lot of folks depending upon those types of things. You just can't sit back and keep your fingers crossed and hope.
Yes, correct. They're you know, although it's maybe not as accurate as we would like it, I think if we focus in and look at the shorter term predictions, you know, those 6, 8, 12 hours out, those are really beneficial in crop production, especially when you're trying to make decisions in terms of planting herbicide applications. We'd all like to know what the weather is going to be next week, but realistically, we just don't know.
You know, folks outside the farm industry sometimes look at it as not being very advanced. They don't really understand it, but really when it comes to technology and some of the forward-thinking practices, farming's on the cutting edge, much more so than many other fields. And, you know, you talk about the drone technology and some of those demonstrations and things too, but these are pretty important to folks looking to make it just that much easier.
Yeah, it does several things. One, it does make the job easier, although there's a lot of science that really goes into it. And that's a great point, Jim, is I think production agriculture doesn't really get a lot of credit for being on the cutting edge of a lot of things that we see in the future. We are in this to produce a crop, you know, as profitable and as economical and as environmentally responsible as we can. And there's a lot of things producers do environmentally that I think is overshadowed by a lot of other things, and really are very conscious when it comes to that. And that's why we do talk quite a bit about soil health, and we'll focus a little of that on the field day as well. That's really important. And I'll shout out, producers in Southwest Iowa do a much better job than producers in other parts of the state. So we really lead the state in terms of the number of no-till acres that we have. We're gaining in the cover crop market. And so those are all beneficial things long-term, financially as well as environmentally.
Of course, that's the benefit of having the research and demonstration farm here nearby, as we get a chance to take risks. You can take risks that producers really can't afford to do on their own sometimes.
Yep. We're really thankful for the Wallace Foundation to give us the opportunity. And we partner, the Iowa State University Research Farms partner with the Wallace Foundation to provide that research. You know, and we have a close working relationship with NRCS, a lot of the things that they have initiated in terms of soil health.
How much of what's done on the research farm is in response to some questions or some concerns that you've gotten back from area producers, and how much of it is just trying to be forward thinking?
You know, it's a little hard to put a percentage on it. We have long-term plots out there that we call them, and those are long-term projects that have been going on for 10 to 15 years since the farm was started. And so we like to focus on a lot of those long-term type research projects at the farm. And so that's very, very important.
Very good. Lots going on. Is there registration required for the field day?
It's not required. We do ask that if you can call ahead, that really gives us a heads up on the meal count. And as everybody knows, food's not cheap, so we like to kind of hone in and work with our caterer. And so if you could just call and give a heads up that you're coming and how many people you're bringing, that gives us a rough idea on the meal count. But it's technically not required. We'll start at 9:30. People can sign in, and we'll get going. All the demonstrations should be close. They'll be within walking distance. If it does happen to be a rain event, we have a great facility there that's air-conditioned, so we can sit inside if it gets extremely hot. And so we have the ability to do that if the weather is inclement.
That would be disappointing. Field days aren't meant to be lectures.
True. They're not meant to be lectures.
But nonetheless, we said 9:30 to 3:30. There'll be lunch there, too. It's all free. There's no charge for that.
It's all free.
We've got sponsors taking care of all of that. How will the day be structured?
So we'll basically have about 4 one-hour segments. So we'll start in the morning. We'll start outside. We will have the weather event inside. So it's kind of a blend of a both. So if it does turn off hot, you can stay inside the air conditioning, get cooled off for one speaker. But we will be out in the field moving around a little bit.
Okay, very good. And I assume there'll be lots of time for interaction.
Yeah, that's our intent with a field day. It's not intended to be a lecture event. These are opportunities. Bring your questions with you. That's what we always ask people.
Okay, very good. And some take-home materials, perhaps?
Sure. If people want those, we'll have resources available to take home if someone couldn't make it that day. And appreciate everybody's attendance.
That's one of the whole points of ISU Extension and Outreach, is the outreach part.
Correct.
Making sure folks have the resources they need. Very good. Well, again, that's coming up on Thursday, June 27th. That's from 9:30 to 3:30. That's at the Armstrong Research and Demonstration Farm near Lewis. If you just get close by over there, you're going to see signs.
Yep, follow the blue signs. You can get to it from either direction. So
very good. Come on out and enjoy a good day with lots of questions. Aaron Soigling with us here this morning, sharing with us about the coming demonstration farm field day. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it,
Jim.